last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
It's a pleasure to be with you. So, when talking about Mahdaviyat, we have gone through a lot of topics. Now, since we are in the month of Muharram, we talked about some of the forms of ignorance in the previous episode. You said that there was lack of knowledge of Imam and the lack of knowledge of the Book of Allah. So is there any other form of ignorance?
In our previous session, actually, we have said that there are some commonalities between the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah.
The government that they were after. Or let's say in general, there are commonalities between the concept of Mahdawiyah and concept of the event of Karbala.
Yeah.
One factor which was in common between these two was the concept of ignorance.
Ignorance.
And ignorance in itself has some features. We were trying to define what does ignorance mean, that it was common at the time of Imam Hussein and the ignorance that was at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
So we refer to lack of knowledge about the Imam of the time or Imam of the age. It happened in both of these two eras. Again, lack of knowledge about the Book of God. And we explained that how people were incapable of understanding the Book of God at the time of Imam Hussein, and the kind of jahl or ignorance that they have towards the Book of God at the time of the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The next feature, which is a common feature in the, let's say, factor of
ignorance
is changing between ma'ruf and munkar. That is, whatever is good and whatever is evil. Sometimes values are seen as anti-values, and sometimes anti-values are looked as values.
Values.
And excellences are in shadow. When does it happen? When such a thing happen? When, for example, telling lies becomes something good and being truthful it seems to be something
a liar,
bad.
Yeah.
And sometimes not having hijab or covering for the sisters or for the ladies
is
becomes
justified.
A value. In many of the societies, having hijab or covering for the sisters it becomes anti-value.
A value, yeah.
Like, for example, in some European countries, people are under pressure of observing their hijab and their coverings.
It's seen as the women are oppressed.
Yeah. So the same thing happened at both eras, at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and at
and
the time
And it's getting
of,
repeated right now.
It's going to be repeated again. The next thing is attention towards the worldly desires and actually following the nafs, soul. What is it called? Paying attention to the carnal desires or carnal tendencies. So this is, again, one of the factors that actually have been seen at the time of Imam Hussein. When Umar Samad was promised to be elected as the governor of Ray.
Yeah.
So it tempted him to kill the Imam of the time. He knew, because he was a person that he knew Imam Hussein well. He was the one that was playing with Imam while he was an infant.
Yeah,
right.
So you remind me of one of the hadiths from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that hubb dunya, the love of the world, is the root of all the mistakes.
Mm, exactly. Hubb dunya ra's kull khati'a.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we have seen that such people were killing the son, grandson of the Prophet, and they knew that he was the Imam of the age, but they kill him with this desires that they had in order to reach to some worldly affairs.
Yeah.
The same thing actually is going to be repeated at the time of the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Everyone who is hearing and listening to us, is hearing us, he knows, I think there is no need to give examples of what kind of, let's say,
exactly,
desires are
the ignorance
being bolded by the people and they are
being
after.
Yeah.
So we are all hoping, inshallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his reappearance, to help us, inshallah, to be included among his followers, to get rid of all these ignorance and different forms of ignorance, inshallah.
Dr. Alawi, I'll be continuing the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about the common points between Ashura and Mahdaviyat. Dr. Alawi, you said that the first common point between Ashura and Mahdaviyat was to fight ignorance. In the time of Ashura as well, Imam came up to fight ignorance during the advent of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala faraja, he will also come to fight the ignorance. And you mentioned other forms of ignorance. Then you said that there's lack of knowledge towards the Imam, there's lack of knowledge towards the Book of Allah, there's a change between Ma'ruf and Munkar. What is supposed to be important becomes unimportant, and what is supposed to be unimportant becomes important. And the attention to the worldly desires.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Actually, now we are going to shift to the next common factor between the government of Imam Mahdi, between the Mahdaviya and again the event of Ashura or Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. That is establishment of Islamic government.
Okay.
Establishment of a government was actually a mission for all the divine messengers, not only for Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. It was from the time of Adam, alayhi salam. Look, with a government, we are going to actually rule order among the people and justice among the people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if, for example, Prophet Adam was living with one or two or 100 families, or the other prophet was living, for example, with thousands or millions of families or millions of people.
Okay.
So it was a mission for all the prophets and all the imams.
Okay.
And I mean, when I'm talking about the imams, the deputies of those prophets. Definitely our listeners know that there are different forms of prophets.
True.
Some tablighi prophets, some ulul azm prophets, and some of those prophets again have their own deputies like successors as imams.
Yeah.
Prophet Isa had his hawariyun, Prophet Musa had his nuqaba, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his imams, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it was a mission for all of them to establish a government.
Islamic government.
This government, actually, without a government, we cannot actually set up the ma'arif or ahkam, or the rules of Allah on the scene of the earth among the people.
Yeah.
In order to materialize, in order to manifest the Allah's will and Allah's laws and regulations, so this government is needed.
Yeah. Like, because in itself, when we are very much concerned about non-living things, when we get some products from the market, we try to use the products as per the guidelines mentioned in the instruction book that's being handed over to us with the product itself. So we as human beings, we were also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to live as per the guidelines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those guidelines, all those set of rules are in the religion of Islam. So that's
religion
why
is a pack
establishment of
teachings and trainings, right?
Yes.
And who is going to be the teacher and the trainer? Allah himself selected and elected as the trainer. The one that who himself trained.
Exactly. Because we also see the product, the one gives the instruction book who has discovered the product, not someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is good to make it close to understanding. But
We'll continue the discussion after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We're discussing the common points between Ashura and Mehtaviyat. And right now we're talking about the establishment of Islamic government, which is one of the goals of both the Imams, Imam Hussein al-Islam and Imam Mehdi, ajallahu ta'ala faraja. Yes.
Yeah. We know that Imam Hussein al-Islam was after, or not only Imam Hussein al-Islam, all of the Imams were after establishment of a government.
Okay.
We might say, okay, so why didn't early prophets fail to have these governments? True. Establishment of a government requires acceptability from the side of people.
Yeah.
Because they are going to rule over the people.
Yeah.
When they accepted the Holy Prophet, when actually they welcomed the Holy Prophet, Allah gave them the chance to have a best leader in the world to be the leading them, right?
Yeah.
But while we see, for example, at the time of the Prophet Nuh, people did not actually come towards him and they did not follow him that much.
Yeah.
So we have that within 900 to 1,000 years, he had only a very limited number of people who were following him.
Okay.
So the same case goes to the Imams and Prophets again, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt.
All right.
At the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he found that people of Kufa invited him.
Yeah.
And they said that you are going to be welcomed in Kufa, come to us.
Yeah.
And lots of letters came to him. More than 20,000 letters came to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that when the imam of the community and the imam of the society feels that the people are going to welcome him, he definitely will go towards them.
Okay.
He cannot say that, no, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm.
No, he have to answer them positively and have to go. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought him for.
Yeah.
So imam went to actually answer those letters. So he was after establishment of Islamic government.
Okay.
So what happened to the people that they failed to have an imam like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that they went towards and they paid attention towards a person who like Muawiyah? Imam Hussein himself said that I have heard from my grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told us, when he said that in case, he said government or rulership is haram on the family of Abu Sufyan.
Okay.
And in case you find a day that Muawiyah is ruling over the people, bring him down from the minbar and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Since people were silent and did nothing, they were afflicted with a person like Yazid.
All right.
So now they want Yazid to pay, now the Yazid wants Imam Hussein al-Islam to pay allegiance with him.
Okay.
So definitely this is not possible because he is a just imam and he is a usurped leader.
Yeah.
You see, he has usurped leadership of the Islamic
True.
Government. The same case, actually, the establishment of Islamic government will show itself in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. All of us know, even all of the Mufassirin interpreters of the Holy Quran say that in these verses of the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيَمَكَّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. All of us know that this is talking about the savior of the world, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Allah promised the believers,
the promised savior,
that to place them on the earth as the leaders.
Yeah.
And Allah will change their khawf, their
the
fears,
state of fear,
the fears into tranquility.
Okay.
So this is the actually image of the time that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to come.
Okay.
Again, what is he going to come to do? What is he going to do?
Yeah.
He's going to again establish Islamic government.
Oh, right.
Within an Islamic government, he will be able to practice religion, Allah's religion, exactly the same way that was revealed to the Holy Prophet of Islam.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Levy, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll discuss more common points in the coming episodes. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.